It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
This week, I spoke to Green Party co-leader James Shaw a little bit about the upcoming announcement on the reform for the emissions trading scheme. Last week, it was announced that the government had made an agreement with the agricultural sector regarding their emission reduction. I began by asking James to explain the agreement.
Sure. So there's a few things. We are this week going to be introducing a huge piece of legislation called the Emissions Trading Reform Bill, which is, it's actually been in development since 2015 under the previous national government. They did a review, found that the ETS was, you know, not fit for purpose, and so there was a substantial series of reforms. Those have now matured to the point that we're introducing them. The one thing that the national government wasn't looking at was how we price and reduce agricultural emissions, and so we've added that in. And what we're going to do is that part of the bill will be legislating to put a price on agricultural emissions, which we will be the first country in the world to do that. So that's a pretty big breakthrough. It's a pretty big breakthrough because the agriculture sector themselves have accepted that pricing is part of the solution to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The big thing that we've got to do, though, is we've got to have a farm-level system for measuring and monitoring and reporting and pricing emissions. That's quite a big piece of infrastructure that hasn't been fully developed and needs to get rolled out. So what we're going to do over the next 5 years is work with the agricultural sector on a system that that farmers can use, where they can tell what their emissions are and how to reduce them. And the whole point, of course, is with emissions pricing is to avoid the price, which means to reduce emissions. And so that's the piece of work that we've got to do with the ag sector.
And so what happens after those 5 years if, say, the agricultural sector doesn't reduce emissions to the amount they're expecting or hoping to?
So that's the legislation that we're introducing, is that from 2025 there will be a price applied to agricultural emissions through the emissions trading scheme at the level of big processors like Fonterra and Silverfern Farms and, you know, those guys. That's a system that the agricultural sector don't want. They don't think it's actually, it doesn't send the signal to farmers and so on, which, you know, we've actually brought the argument for that. The Independent Interim Climate Change Committee said as much in their report to us earlier this year. So, but we've got to have the incentive. We've got to say, look, we've got to get started. And so there's a real race against the clock now to develop this farm-level scheme, which means that we then have to introduce legislation to change the legislation that we're introducing this week. And that's why there's a strong incentive to get the piece of work done over the course of the next 5 years, because if that work isn't done, then pricing will automatically happen under the ETS.
So pricing definitely will happen for agriculture if those emissions do not come down, or just no matter what.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it's the whole point of emissions pricing is to avoid paying the price, right, by reducing your emissions. So, you know, if farmers get their emissions down, then a pricing scheme, you know, they won't have to pay the pay the price on emissions, but there will be a scheme there which says yes, you know, there will be essentially a price per ton on agricultural emissions, and if you don't get your emissions down below the target level, then yes, you'll be exposed to that price.
So you said we're the first in the world to make a decision like this. Why is that important?
Well, because it makes it okay for other countries to follow. So, you know, all the anxiety that we've had about, you know, farming and agricultural emissions in New Zealand is replicated in basically every single other country in the world that produces food, which is virtually every country, manifested slightly differently in every country, but it is the same problem. Because New Zealand is seen as a leader in agriculture on the basis of our productivity and efficiency and so on, and we've not been shy about telling people this, people are looking to New Zealand for leadership. And the question of what you do about agricultural emissions is a really hard problem to solve. It's why it's taken us 30 years to get started. And so to have one country who is a leader in the agricultural space go kind of bite the bullet and say, all right, we're going to do this, and we're going to develop the systems and the processes and the IP in order to be able to do it, suddenly, I think, helps to unlock the situation right around the world. So one of my jobs will be, as this system develops, to start talking with other countries about how to introduce that system or similar systems into their own countries. Because we've got to, you know, like New Zealand can and should do everything that we can to reduce our own emissions. But globally, it's, you know, it's a global effort, and that's the only thing that's going to keep temperatures down.
What are your thoughts on the criticism that agriculture has been left off the hook again and is not being held to the same standard as other industries for climate change when they've been given this five-year sort of leeway?
Well, the difficulty is that, you know, we actually just don't have this farm-level system currently in place. And so I can see the criticism, right, because agricultural emissions have been outside the pricing scheme that we've got, the emissions trading scheme, for 10 years. But you've got to remember that inside that, those businesses inside the ETS, which are exposed to international competition, have been receiving a free allocation of up to 90% for the last 10 years. So it's not, it is not actually all that different for agriculture in terms of how you ease an industry into the system. But I guess the thing to say is that from this week, every industry, including agriculture, will be on the pathway to reducing their emissions, and that over the course of the next few years, everyone will be being treated equally, in the sense that there will be a price point for emissions on every sector of the economy.
So in the case that we have a change of government next term, will this agreement stand up? Will the agricultural industry still be required to become part of the ETS if they don't meet reduction targets, or is that something that could easily change?
Well, I think you'd have to talk to the National Party about that. But I think the thing is that, and this was, you know, part of the motivation for developing the agreement with the sector, is that yeah, and you've got to remember that this is the first time anyone in the world has done that. It's the first time in New Zealand we've actually been able to get the agricultural sector to work with us to say, yes, we know agricultural emissions have come down. You've got to remember that the sector didn't actually think that until fairly recently. And so, we've managed to get to a situation where the sector themselves are saying, yes, we need to bring emissions down. Yes, we think that pricing is part of the solution. They want to help to develop that solution. And I think that at that